Today, Shir Mishmer Yomi Yisimin Taf Reishin and Vav. We're up to the halachas of Shetzarech Lachzor Acharei Hidur Mitzvah B'Kniyas Eshrog. This is a very important halacha l'maisa siman, and actually, it's halachas that are unclear. Many people don't know these halachas. So, the Gemara talks about how there's an obligation, as we know, to do mitzvahs in a beautiful way called Hidur Mitzvah. Chazal derived the concept of Hidur Mitzvah from the pasuk of Zekeli V'Anvehu, this is my God, and I will beautify him, which teaches that a person should beautify himself before Hashem by doing mitzvahs in a beautiful, appealing manner. For example, a person should have a beautiful sukkah, a beautiful esrog and lulav, a beautiful shofar, a beautiful sefer Torah. This is the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Mabez. And there's a question amongst the Achronim as to whether this halacha is of Hidur Mitzvah is daraisa and directly based on the above pasuk, or only the Rabbanan and Chazal found an allusion to it in the pasuk. Ayin, Shem, Stechemed, and others who talk about it. Now, in the following siman, Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss how much money one should spend on Hidur Mitzvah for an esrog, and not only for an esrog, but for other mitzvahs as well. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tes, Ayin, Shem, Tes, Amad Allah, Tes, Amad Beis, the Gemara there states that one should spend up to a third of the cost of the mitzvah itself for Hidur Mitzvah. This means that besides for the amount of money he spends on the mitzvah itself, he must add a third of that amount to beautify the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch will bring down a machlokas regarding the case in which exactly, where exactly this halacha applies, and explain also how the third is calculated. Now the Ramah here deals with how much one must spend on mitzvahs in general, and he draws a distinction between mitzvahs ase and mitzvahs los ase. In the case of mitzvahs ase, we'll see that one is not required to spend over a certain amount, even though he will then lose the opportunity to perform the mitzvah altogether. And in the case of averos, mitzvahs los ase, there's no such limit, and a person has to spend all his money to avoid violating these averos. Let's see. Aleph. Ukana esrog shiroi letzeisbo betzimtzum kigon shehu kebeitza mitzvah tzemes v'yachakach matzah gadol mimenu mitzvah lahoysif ad shlish milagav v'demei arishon kudei lachlifo b'yoyser noah. She says if a person goes ahead, he purchases an esrog, and this esrog is only minimally fit. It's only minimally fit to fulfill the mitzvah. For example, it was exactly the size of a kebeitza, which is the minimum size of an esrog, and afterwards he finds a larger esrog. So, Shulchan Aruch here says, mitzvah lo'isi v'achlish. It's a mitzvah to add up to a third, mi le'gav, which means from within the purchase price of the esrog. I mean, le'gav b'dmei harishon, kidei lachlifo b'yoseh na. So he has to go ahead and add up to a third from within the purchase price of the esrog in order to exchange it for the nicer, i.e., larger one. Now, let's see the Shulchan Aruch on this. But before we get to the Shulchan Aruch, let's just see the Yesh Misha Omer as well, so we'll be able to compare and contrast. Shulchan Aruch goes on and he says, Yesh Misha Omer. There are those who argue, and they say, She'emotzei shnei esrogim liknos ve'achad hadar mechamero. He says, what happens if one finds two esrogim for sale, and one is nicer than the other? Yikach ha'adar, im ein miyakrim, yisai yoyser mishlish milagav b'dmei chavero. He says he should buy the nicer one as long as the sellers are not raising its price more than a third from within the price of the other. Now, how exactly is this second opinion arguing on the first opinion? Maybe they agree, but we'll see. The Rishon Lezion is going to spell this all out. Im kana, the guy buys an esrog. That's roi l'tzeis bo b'tzimtzum. That is only minimally fit to fulfill the mitzvah. Okay? So he says, he's going to give us a nice introduction to Mishnah Berurah. K'dei l'hasper heitev tama shnei deos. He says, in order to explain well the reasoning of the two opinions here in the Shulchan Aruch, because it's hard to really understand how these are two different opinions, what they each hold. So he says, he's going to give an active ma'di'is of the Gemara. He's going to give a little preface. What is written in the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tesavet Beis? The Gemara says, "Hidur mitzvah ad shlish b'mitzvah, Hiddur mitzvah is up to a third of the mitzvah. Uperishu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rishonim explain in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Uhu adeya harishona sheniskar b'shulchan aruch. And this is the first opinion here mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. She'eno rotze lomar shigesh lefanav shnei esrogim. That the Gemara is not saying that one has before him two esrogim, shnei esrogim, or shnei sifrei Torah, or two sifrei Torah, ve'chal hadaya yisem b'chavero. And one is more beautiful than the other. Okay? So it's not saying in such a case, she'itztarech bach bas mitzvah hider lo'sif ad shlish v'mekach. It says in such a case, you're not required, because of this halacha of hider mitzvah, to add up to a third of the purchase price. Meaning, the Rebbeinu Tam says the Gemara there does not mean to say that one has before him two esrogim or two sifrei Torah, one more beautiful than the other, and in that case, he's going to be required, because of hider mitzvah, to add up to a third of the purchase price. Why not? Dim Cain, if that was the case, then because if that was the case, one can always find one that is nicer than the original item, right? And then another one that is even nicer than that, and there's going to be no end to such a thing. Ela Mayri, so what are we talking about? Rather, he says, the Gemara is discussing a specific case where one esrog was only the exact minimum size of what's required for an esrog, which is kibetza, shehu rak kashir mitzumtzum shehu kibetza, which is the size of a kibetza, and the other va'acher gadol mimenu, and he has another one that is larger than it, and it's regarding this alzeh amru the mitzvah lahader acher zeh lahosif atshlish. It's regarding this that the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to extend oneself to attain the larger one and add up to a third more of the smaller esrog's price in order to buy it. But if, according to this, if one's choice is between an esrog larger than the minimum and another one even larger than that, then he's not required to buy the larger one. Similarly, if one began with a choice of a minimally sized esrog and one a bit larger than that, so obviously he chooses the larger one, and even if he then finds another larger esrog, he will not be required to buy it. Therefore, he, according to the Rebbeinu Tam, he's not going to be required to continue buying progressively larger or progressively nicer esrogim again and again and again and again. But it's talking about the specific hider of the minimum size and a nicer, larger one. That's the opinion of the Rebbeinu Tam here in the Shulchan Aruch, the first opinion. And the basic idea here is that alzeh, continuing on, Amru, the mitzvah lahader, achar zeh, ulahosif ad shlishish. And he says, and it's regarding this that the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah to extend oneself to attain a larger one, right, and add up to a third more, ulahosif ad shlish, the chayishinan. Why? Because we're concerned, shema yismayit hashir, because we're concerned that the smaller esrog might shrivel and become smaller than the required size. Right? Shem Yismayit Ashir. Uva'ofen zeh. Afilu kvar kana esrog akata. And in this scenario, even if one already went and acquired a small esrog, minimum size, it's a mitzvah lachlifo ba'acher. It's a mitzvah to go ahead and switch it. Ulahosif ad shlish bedamav. And to go ahead and add up to a third of the smaller esrog's price to do so. However, he goes on. But some explain, the Yesh Mefarshim, Odbib, and this is the second opinion, the HaGemara Mayri Be'esrog. The Gemara is talking about Mayri Be'esrog v'chein kol ha-mitzvos shem ezbamein lefanav, that the Gemara is discussing the case of an esrog and all the same for other mitzvah items than what? Shemizdamein lefanav echad adai yaisim v'chavero, and became available to him along with another esrog. So there, mitzvah lahader acher ahadar, it's a mitzvah to go ahead in such a case, to extend oneself, to attain the more beautiful one, lausif ad shlish bedamav, and to add up to shlish, a third bedamav, that's the second opinion here in the Shulchan Aruch being brought down. this is the opinion of Rashi, and the Be'er Halacha actually points out that obviously according to this opinion, you bring down the Pnei Moshe and other Achronim, that according to this opinion of Rashi, obviously one, it's not Ein L'davar Sof, and they say that you have to upgrade to a nicer Esrog only once. Once he's already added a third to buy a nicer Esrog, he does not have to add another third to buy an even nicer. So, Sifkatan Beis, Esrog Sharoi Latseis Bo Betzimtzum. So, again, we're talking in the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam here in the Shulchan Aruch, that if one went ahead and he acquired a Esrog that he was exactly the size of a Beitza, which is the size only minimally fit to fulfill the mitzvah, Esrog Sharoi Latseis Bo Betzimtzum. He says, "I ain't Magen Avram Shemitzadeh Lav Davke Esrog." Magen Avram, he's inclined to say that this halacha is not specifically to an Esrog. To who I didn't say for Torah, for Shofar, the Chadoima, Shekano. Rather, the same halacha applies to a Sefer Torah, a Shofar, and all similar items. Shekano, Vahayabo, Rak, Kishir, Mitzumtzum. Right, all similar items. That if one went ahead and purchased these items of mitzvah, he purchased it, and it was only the minimal size needed for the mitzvah, and afterwards he found achakach nizdamin lo acher. Afterwards, he found another that is larger. Achashu gadol b'shiuro mitzlachli falasif ala bachlish. It's going to be a mitzvah to exchange this and add to the original purchase price up to a third. Now the Paiskim all discuss what exactly this Magen Avraham is talking about, because like in other mitzvahs, which mitzvahs, like by Sefer Torah and Shofar, what exactly is the minimal shear that we're talking about? That's not so pashut. But in principle, he says it's lav davka esrog. The basic yisoid is that it's not a halacha in esrog where it says pre-eitz hadar. It's a halacha in hider mitzvah. So anywhere else, it would apply as well. Again, finding it in these other mitzvahs is not so pashut. Anyway, let's move on. Sifkaton Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch had said, how do you go ahead and assess the extra third? Miligav. You go ahead and you add up to a third, miligav, from within the Mei Rishon, within the purchase price of the first Esrog. So what does this mean? Perush. Emakaton Nimkar B'Sheish, Yosei Shnei Dinar. Meaning if, for example, the small one was sold for 6 dinars, Yosef Shnei Dinar, he should add up to 2 dinars, which the Hainu Shlish Tol Chadamim, which is a third within the amount of the original price. Ushlish Milavar, Shmish Milavar, the other opinion there in the Gemara, which the Shulchan Aruch is not hasking like, means a third from without Nikra. What is that? Kishechol Eik Adamim L'Shnayim, Umosef Chelek Shlishi. We're going to see that there are those that are machmir for this opinion. So, what does this mean? So if it's milavar as opposed to milagav, it means that a third is from without, and that refers to where one divides the original price in half. And then he adds that amount to the total to become that third part. So that is dahenu shemosif shlosha dinarim. So in the above scenario where you had the small one being 6 dinars, so he would have to add up to, he'd have to add another 3. And obviously that would be l'chumra. And that's why he says, yesh machmirin, there are those that are actually machmir, that you should take the third milavar, which would mean in this case, adding another 3, tzarech lahosif, shlosh, shlish milavar, a third from without. So in this case of 6, you'd have to add 3 and not 2. Sif katan dalid, kidei. So he says, you have to add a third, the Shulchan Aruch, milagav, from within the purchase price of the first esrog, kidei lachlifo biyosena, in order to exchange it for the nicer, i.e., in this case, larger one. So that's, again, remember, we're talking about the smaller one and the larger one. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, sifkat ndala kidei lachlifo, avalim chaveiro, eino roto lachlifo, rak lemochro. What happens if the one he bought it from is not letting him go ahead and what? Switch it. Only he's willing to sell him another one. He's not chayiv to go ahead and acquire a second one. Unless he can find someone who wrote him liknos as akatan sheyeshlo. Unless, of course, he can find someone else that he can sell the smaller one to. In other words, What the person is obligated to do in order to add a third is not to buy a whole another esrog, because then he's not adding a third. Then he's adding a whole another esrog plus a third. He wouldn't be adding two or three to the sixth dinar. He'd be adding eight or nine to the sixth dinar, and that's not something that he's obligated to do. So if he could get this seller to go ahead and exchange it, or he could find someone else who would buy his esrog from him, then that is what he should do, sell it. Okay, let's move weiter. Sif katan hey. So now we come to the Yesh Mi Sheomer, the second opinion. Right? The second opinion of Rashi, that we said, this opinion holds that if one finds two esrogim for sale, and one is just nicer than the other, more mehudar, he should buy the nicer one, as long as the sellers are not raising its price by more than a third from within the price of the other. And we saw that this would apply even if he goes ahead and he already bought one, right? But he would have to go ahead and do it, but not do it more than one time. That's what we already saw. Let's see. That was what the Bar Halacha pointed out. Let's see now what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this opinion. Sif katan hey shemotzei shnei esrogim wrote zalomar afilu kol echad gadol b'shiuro yoiser mi kibetza kaven she asheni nira hadar b'yofi yoiser mi chavero tzarech lehosif. So this opinion is saying that even if each one of the esrogim are larger than a beitza, if you have one that appears more beautiful than the other, he's required to add a third to go ahead and acquire it. In Farkana Echad, what happens if he already bought one esrog? Buhu bishayuro gadol yoser mikibetzo. He already bought one esrog. So unlike this Yesh Misha Omer, right? If you look at the Yesh Misha Omer itself, it sounds like dafka imote shnei esrogim, and you have a choice which one to get. But what about now where the guy already bought the esrog, and it's larger than a kibetza? So he's now quoting the opinion. This isn't the way we originally learned, as we'll see. And we'll see that ultimately we're going to learn the way we originally learned, which is the opinion of the Gra. But first, he quotes the opinion of the Magen Avraham here. It says, in such a case, ein tzarech lahosif lachlir bahadar lekulei alma. One is not going to have to add a third value in order to exchange it for a nicer one, according to all opinions. According to the first opinion, since the first one that we're talking about here is greater than the minimal share, so for sure you don't have to go ahead and buy it once you already bought it. You don't have to go ahead and add and turn and return it and go buy a bigger one. He says, and that's King Kaza of Magen Avraham, Shema Poskin. So Magen Avraham is saying that according to the second opinion, they would never machmir at all to go ahead and do what? To go ahead and acquire a hadar, a more beautiful esrog, when you already did what? When you already went ahead and acquired one. Now this opinion says and maintains that you never required to go ahead once you bought it and then go ahead and buy another one when you see it nicer, because ain't never so. But as we said earlier, and as we pointed out, there's a qualification in the Bar Halacha. Achein Hagra Hevi Yushalmi. The Gra brings down the Yushalmi Meforash explicitly. Umashma did not get Ladina came. And it's Mashma that he holds his way Lalacha. Tafilu Lokach Kvar Esrog, the Lulav. Even if he already acquired Esrog Lulav. Vua din Lachol Mitzvahs. And the same thing would apply to all Mitzvahs, the Gra maintains. Vaya Bam Yosef Mikashir. And even if it had greater than the Shir, the minimal Shir. But Achakach Matzah Achar Nami Menu. He ended up afterwards finding one that was nicer. You'd have to go ahead and return it and replace it for one up to a third more in price for a nicer, more beautiful esrog. And same thing would go with other mitzvahs. But as he pointed out, this opinion obviously makes sense with the proviso of the Pnei Moshe brought down in the Bar Halacha, that this is dafka if it happens one time and you find a nicer one. You don't have, after you already traded in once for a nicer one, you don't have to keep on doing it. We continue on. So the Mishnah Berurah, Tifkat and Vav, it means Yakrim Isa Yoiser Mishlish. He says that we only tell him he has to buy the nicer one according to the Yesh Omrim if the other seller or the other esrog is not more than a third from within the price of the other, not raising his price by more than a third. So let's see. Why? The hiddur mitzvah who rakad shlish? Because hiddur mitzvah is only up to a shlish. It's only up to a third. Vafilu misha ein chaya nidchakim ein tzarech lebazer yoiser mishlish. He says, and even someone who's struggling, ein tzarech lebazer yoiser mishlish. Even someone who's not struggling for his livelihood, and then Shar Tzion points out, even if he's wealthy. He's a wealthy guy. Ein tzarech levazeh yoiser mishlish does not have to go ahead and add more than a third, spend more than a third. And he says, Aminam the Gemara, ad shlish mishalo, up to a, this is the Gemara Baba Kama, up to a third is from his home, from his own. Mikan the elech mishalach kadosh baruch hu. Up to a third is of his own, and the rest, and onward, is from Hashem. And Rashi explains, Perish Rashi, ad shlish mishalo, up to a third is from his own, meaning the hainu, osu shlish sheyosef b'hidur mitzvah mishalohu. Rashi explains, it means up to a third is from his own, meaning that the third that one adds for hidur mitzvah is from his money. She'enu nifrolo b'chayev, meaning he will not be compensated for it in his lifetime. K'darminan hayoyim lasasam v'lo hayoyim litol scharam. As Chazal say, today, i.e. in this world, that's for doing the mitzvahs, but today is not for receiving the reward for the mitzvahs. Now, the truth is, this halacha is, in fact, a machlokes. The Mishnah Brura, at the end of this Sif Katan, he's going to bring down opinions which hold that wealthy people actually must give more than a third. The Mishnah Brura here is following the opinion that they are not required to do so, but does not say that this is the view of only some poskim, obviously because he seems to consider this the primary view, ayin l'shar hatzion, and it continues on. Abam v'mashe yoiser al shlish yifrelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chayev. Right, so he says, but whatever one adds to the mitzvah more than a third, Hashem will reimburse him for it in his lifetime, meaning generally a person receives reward for his mitzvahs only in Olam Haba, not in Olam Hazeh. Similarly, he's not reimbursed in Olam Hazeh for money he spends on a mitzvah. But here, though, since the person added more than a third, which he's not obligated to do, he will be repaid for what he spent. And this means, he says, V'hainu, after eino mitzvah al zeh, mikol makom im yosif, yifrelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam hazeh. What this opinion holds is that although one is not obligated to add more than a third, nevertheless, if he does add, Hashem will reimburse him for it in this world. This, again, is the explanation of the Gemara given by Rashi and many other Rishonim. And it is brought down by the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabbah as being the final halacha. That, namely, one, as the Mishnah Berurah here says, one is not obligated to go ahead and give more than a third, even if he is wealthy. But if he does so, he will get rewarded in this world, in this lifetime, for that which he adds more to the mitzvah. Now, we'll see that there is a limit to how much you're allowed to spend, but definitely, you can spend more than a third more for hiddur mitzvah. You could add more than a third of the actual price for hiddur mitzvah, and you do so, you'll be rewarded in this world. And he continues on. Yesh omrim. The b'ish amid she'ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu hay tzarech lahosif b'shvil hiddur afilu yoiser mishlish. So he says, some say, however, that a man of means, a wealthy person who Hashem has bestowed with wealth, is required to add for hiddur mitzvah even more than a third. And this opinion explains the Gemara differently. It explains the Gemara differently than Rashi and says, up to a third is from his own, mishalo. That means that from when a person toils and struggles for his livelihood, he must give a third. And from there and onward is from Hashem, meaning that if Hashem grants him extra wealth, so he really has to give more than a third. And according to this opinion, a wealthy person is obligated to add more than a third for the Hiddur Mitzvah. And the Be'er Halacha discusses, what's the story if one is indeed struggling to earn his livelihood? So the machlokas amongst the poskim, whether he needs to add a third for Hiddur Mitzvah. The Muki Yosef and the Ramah seem to hold that he's required to do so, but the Marshal disagrees. Okay? The Shita Mekubetzes states, in the name of the Ravid, Be'er Halacha points out that one must add a shlish, whether he has a little, whether he has a lot. However, he might be referring to a person, the Be'er Halacha says, to a person who has a relatively small amount of assets, but he still has enough for his livelihood. Now,